The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, January 10th. What to know about the president's visit to the border and his unexpected guest? Plus, it could be the most expensive divorce ever. Twitter sports that you vote on, and the latest on the Oscars host. Then hang out after the news for Thing to Know Thursday. We're talking about taxes, how the shutdown and the new tax law impact you. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas today to continue his fight for a border wall, or at least some type of barrier. And during his trip, he'll have a guest with him, the White House attorney. Politico says this is a sign President Trump may still want to look at other legal options for getting the money he needs for that wall without Congress, like the idea he floated before that he'll declare a national emergency. Experts say it will at least be challenged in court. Of course, he'd rather Democrats in Congress say yes and pass funding for a wall, but that's still not looking good. Democrats still call it wasteful and ineffective. Yesterday, a third meeting at the White House between Trump and top Democrats got nowhere again. And The Hill reports President Trump even stormed out of the room and called it a waste of time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's action a, quote, temper tantrum. So that's where we're at. Stay tuned. President Trump is threatening to cut off funds from California. He tweeted that he'll tell FEMA not to give California money to deal with wildfires unless, quote, they get their act together. Trump's tweet blames poor forest management, saying that's why California has wildfires in the first place, and he called it disgraceful. He said this before, right after the deadliest fire in state history last year, but USA Today says FEMA funds have actually not been impacted, at least not yet. It's not clear why the president is bringing this up again now, but it is causing quite a stir. Critics wonder if, one, this is because California is a blue state, and two, if Trump can legally withhold disaster funds. And the president of a firefighters union said 60% of California's forests are actually controlled by the federal government, not the state. So we'll see if anything more comes of this. Nearly 100,000 young people, mostly women, who worked as au pairs in the U.S. are about to get paid in a settlement. The AP reports they'll share in a proposed $65.5 million settlement, assuming it's approved by a judge. A group of former au pairs who provide low-cost childcare for American families sued the companies that bring the workers to the U.S. The AP says they claim 15 companies worked together to keep wages low and that they ignored federal minimum wage laws. The attorney said this might be the largest settlement ever on behalf of minimum wage workers. Amazon's founder and CEO could be involved in the most expensive divorce in history. He and his wife of 25 years are splitting up. Jeff Bezos is the wealthiest person in the world, so what happens to Amazon and the $137 billion he's worth? CNBC says under Washington state law, where they live, their wealth may need to be split in half, meaning Bezos' wife, Mackenzie, could be entitled to $66 billion. To pay that, Bezos would likely need to sell some shares of his company, which could also mean giving up control. But it also depends on their agreement. And the Wall Street Journal points out she was instrumental in helping to launch Amazon. NBC News reports investors don't seem too worried at this point about the divorce and what it'll do to the company. The couple at least seem to be on good terms. They have four children together and say they'll remain friends. New York City's iconic Chrysler Building is up for sale. It's been a key part of the New York City skyline for 90 years now, since 1930. And back then, CNN says it was the tallest building in the world. Now it's only the sixth tallest building in the city. It was named after Walter Chrysler, the founder of the automaker. The building is now owned by an Abu Dhabi investment fund and a New York developer, and apparently it's been competing against more modern buildings for tenants. Still, it's part of history. So how much will it sell for? The Wall Street Journal says there are a lot of different guesses out there, but it may be a stretch for the building owners to get back the $800 million they paid in 2008. So we like to help make your life a little less stressful by providing news each day. And this week's sponsor helps make your life less stressful when you're planning a wedding. Zola makes it easy and convenient to manage everything you need online and in one place, so it saves you so much time. First, you just need minutes to set up your free wedding website. You can personalize it with your favorite design, photos, stories, recommendations, and of course, your registry. That's the other thing Zola does so well. Zola makes it convenient for you and your guests because you have all these different things you want on your registry on that same free website that looks great. And here's the thing I love. You can ask for that food processor you want and a fund for your first home and a gift card for Delta or Southwest for your honeymoon flight. I love that you have so many options and you don't have to stick with just pots and pans. So start your free wedding website and also get $50 toward your registry on Zola. Go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, go to zola.com/newsworthy to get started with your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry. Now back to the news. Apple's greatest contribution to the world will be in health. That's what Apple CEO told CNBC, that it won't be an iPhone, it'll be health and wellness. How exactly is Apple planning to do this? We don't know yet, but Apple CEO Tim Cook said in the interview that Apple has been working on health services for years, and you're already starting to see a little of it, like with the EKG ability in the Apple Watch. Twitter and the NBA are teaming up and running an experiment. Starting next month, Twitter will start streaming the second half of NBA games. And get this, it'll be only one camera focused on one player chosen by Twitter users during the first half of the game. Yes, you will vote on Twitter to choose which player you'll watch. TechCrunch says you won't hear commentary or even watch the full game, but the hope is to turn a live sporting event into a more social activity online. And of course, to target those cord cutters. Twitter CEO and the NBA commissioner made the announcement on stage at CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, happening in Vegas. The Verge says it might be the TV of CES 2019 at the Consumer Electronics Show. LG announced its roll-up TV, where the TV drops and rolls itself up into a platform base and basically disappears from your room at the push of a button. It's set to go on sale this year and expected to be very pricey. A few more things getting attention at the most important tech trade show of the year. Artificial intelligence and 5G wireless connections are still getting a lot of buzz. Then, of course, there were the more practical and useful options for everyone from pregnant women to pets and their owners. And Amazon revealed some changes to its in-home delivery service, now called Key by Amazon. Users can get an alert about a delivery at their door and then use the app to open and close their garage so their packages don't get stolen. Well, it seems the biggest night in movies will go with no host this year. Variety cites sources saying the Oscars will have some A-list celebrities present throughout the show instead. But there won't be one main person for the first time in nearly three decades. Remember, comedian Kevin Hart was supposed to host, then he stepped down. The Academy gave him a choice: apologize for offensive tweets from his past or don't host at all. Hart chose to step down. He said he had already apologized and that he's a changed man from 10 years ago. Of course, things could still change over the next month. The Academy Awards are on February 24th. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. This week, we're talking about taxes and what you'll want to know about the impact from the government shutdown and the new tax law, plus some other tips to know before tax season starts later this month. My guest is an award-winning journalist and blogger who writes for publications ranging from Bankrate to Fox Business. She's been writing about taxes for almost two decades and has insight into the political aspect as well, thanks to her years in D.C. as a congressional committee staffer. Kay also blogs daily about tax topics at don'tmesswithtaxes.com and is the author of the book, The Truth About Paying Fewer Taxes. So here's my conversation with Kay Bell. Hi, Kay. Thank you so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
I'm delighted to be here.
So first, we heard tax refunds might be delayed because of this partial government shutdown. Now we're told we will get them after all on time. What's your take on this? What's really going on here?
what's really going on is political. No administration wants to be the one to keep people from getting their tax money. So even though prior shutdowns, the IRS has said that refunds are not essential to its operation, the White House and the Office of Management and Budget has decided they are this time. So they've instructed Treasury and the IRS to do what it takes to get enough people in to handle returns and get refunds out in as timely a manner as possible.
And I'm assuming that means employees at the IRS will likely be working without pay if the shutdown continues?
That is correct. They will be in doing their work without any pay right now. Promise of back pay to come once the government gets back fully funded.
Is there any other impact to the millions of Americans that will be filing their taxes soon?
When it's in the shutdown, even though the White House and IRS say they're going to get the refunds out, I think everybody needs to be patient. It's going to take a while. The IRS is not going to bring every single staffer back in. Because they will still be shorthanded, it's going to take longer than the 10 to 12 days that the IRS likes to say that they usually can get refunds out to people in. So everybody's going to need to just tighten their belts and just be a little more patient this year.
So let's talk about the process of filing our 2018 taxes. The new tax law takes effect, right? So what should we keep in mind about any big changes?
Most of us already claim the standard deduction. It's easy. You don't have to mess with all those receipts. And so about 75% of us already claim the standard deduction. They're thinking that that could be close to 90% of us now could be using the standard deduction, because under the new tax law, those standard deduction amounts have essentially doubled for all filing statuses. It's gone up to $12,000 for single filers and $24,000 for married couples. And if you're a single parent filing head of household, you get an $18,000 standard deduction. So unless you have a whole lot of itemized expenses, it's not worth the hassle to mess with that Schedule A and keep track of all those receipts.
Anything else that we should be doing this year in preparation for filing next year in terms of filling out forms at our employer, anything like that that could change?
That's a great point, Erica, that you bring up, because a lot of people may be surprised when they file this year that they're not going to get as much of a refund when they eventually get it as they expected. And some might even owe because of the way the tax code was adjusted and in the new laws. And if they didn't file a new Form W-4 with their employer, that's going to cause them problems. So if you discovered this year that your refund, that you ended up owing a lot or are going to get a lot back, you need to think about redoing your W-4 right now, as early in the year as possible, because that will get it closer to what your actual tax bill will be.
Any most common mistakes that you can tell us about so that we could try to avoid?
So many people are doing gigs in addition to their jobs or making that their full-time work. You may be getting a lot of 1099 forms. If you need to make sure that you get all of those before you file your return, because the IRS, again, gets copies of this paperwork, and that's the first thing they double check, is what the information they've received compared to what you're putting on your Form 1040.
And you can read more about this topic from Kay Bell and others at thenewsworthy.com. You'll find links in today's show notes. That's also where you'll find more about all the stories we talked about in this episode. Again, go to thenewsworthy.com, then click episodes and look for today's date. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. It's free. And please share this episode with friends if you found it valuable. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 a.m. every weekday. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.